This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. CPN-EML party chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal hold meeting. Health Ministry records more than 2,300 new coronavirus infection cases. The ministry urges all not to get out of the home except for highly essential works due to the risk of coronavirus infection. Supreme Court's verdict bars commission for the investigation of abuse of authority from conducting sting operation. And at least 22 patients die in hospital in India's Maharashtra state due to interrupted oxygen supply. Now the news in detail. CPN-EML chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal held a meeting yesterday. The leaders sat for a dialogue after the dissolution of the House of Representatives last December. The two leaders held talks at the Hotel Marriott in Nagpokhari in the capital yesterday evening. During the meeting, the two leaders are reported to have held serious deliberations on ways to manage the intra-party disputes. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged people not to get out of home except for highly essential works due to the increasing risk of the COVID-19 infection. Speaking at a press conference yesterday, Health Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam asked people not to organize or get involved in any crowd gathering activities. He also said that country's health facilities could collapse if the current infection rate continued. Spokesperson Gautam also urged people to strictly adopt to health protocols, saying the infection rate had been doubling every 4 days. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 2,351 new coronavirus infection cases yesterday. Among them, 786 cases were reported from Kathmandu district alone. Nepal's active corona cases have now neared 10,600. Similarly, 287 people recovered from the coronavirus infection yesterday. The ministry also reported 10 corona-related deaths yesterday. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,112. Subcommittee under the Education and Health Committee of the House of Representatives has held discussion on increasing COVID-19 cases in Nepal. The subcommittee formed to monitor the efforts of the government to contain the coronavirus infection, dwelt on latest condition of the virus infection and the government's preparations to contain it. Chief Specialist at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Roshan Pokhrel, and Director of Epidemiology and Infectious Disease Control Division, Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudel, briefed the subcommittee about the stock of medicines and health equipment and condition of the ICUs and isolation centers. They also informed that the committee about the government's preparation to battle the resurgence of COVID-19 cases. During the meeting chaired by coordinator of the subcommittee, Jeevan Ram Shrestha, lawmakers stressed the need for providing health services to regular patients as well as other patients in view of the growing COVID-19 patients. The Supreme Court has given a verdict that the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority will not have the authority to conduct sting operations. A constitutional bench headed by Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Jung Bahadur Rana yesterday said the investigating body's provision to carry out sting operation would be unacceptable and invalid. The CPN Maoist Centre has decided to give party chair Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda the final authority to withdraw the support from the incumbent government. The party spokesperson Naren Kazi Shrestha said the party's standing committee meeting held yesterday delegated the right to take a formal decision on the matter to the party chair. Trivan University has instructed its constituent and affiliated campuses in large cities to carry out teaching learning virtually. Chief of TU's Information and Public Relations Division, Yogendra Prasad Dahal, said the university had issued directives to conduct classes virtually in view of the surge in coronavirus cases. The Council of Ministers on Monday had decided that the educational institutions in 8 high-risk districts should conduct teaching learning activities online or through alternative means until the 14th of May. Similarly, TU has instructed its subordinate bodies to conduct examinations by adopting health precautions and not to organize any meeting, assembly, seminar and conference with more than 25 participants. Justices at Supreme Court Dr. Kumar Chudal and Nahakul Subedi took oath of office and secrecy yesterday. At a program organized at the Supreme Court, Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir J.B. Rana administered the oath of office and secrecy to both the justices. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजू
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त्यसो नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्याश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now some international updates. At least 22 patients have died due to low oxygen supply after a leakage in the oxygen supply tank of a civic hospital in India's Nasik town of the Maharashtra state. Authorities say 22 people died due to interrupted supply of oxygen at the Zakir Hussain Municipal Hospital. They said the casualties could rise. It was a dedicated COVID-19 care hospital with 150 patients who were either on ventilator or dependent on oxygen. Meanwhile, India recorded more than 295,000 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The Indian Health Ministry reported more than 200 deaths yesterday itself. These figures are the biggest spikes both in infection cases and casualties. A bomb explosion at a luxury hotel in Pakistani city of Quetta has killed at least 4 people and wounded 11. The Chinese ambassador to Pakistan is suspected to have been the target of the attack in the car park of the Serena Hotel. He is understood to be in Quetta, the capital of Balochistan province near the Afghan border, but was not present at the scene at the time. The Pakistani Taliban have claimed the attack without giving details. The Serena Hotel is best known in Quetta and provides accommodation for government officials and visiting dignitaries. According to the authorities, Chinese ambassador Nong Rong was at a function at the time and was not at the hotel. Indonesia's Navy is searching for a missing submarine with 53 people on board that went missing yesterday. Indonesia is seeking help from neighboring Australia and Singapore in the hunt. The country's military chief has confirmed that the assistance in the search for the submarine and the missing crew members had been sought from Australia and Singapore. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at some places of Bagmati province, Kandaki province, Karnali province and far western province late in the afternoon. Light rain or thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. CPN-UML Party Chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Senior Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal hold meeting. Health Ministry records more than 2,300 new coronavirus infection cases. The ministry urges all not to go out of their home except for highly essential works due to increasing risk of the coronavirus. Supreme Court's verdict bars Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority from conducting sting operation and at least 22 patients die in a hospital in India's Maharashtra state due to interrupted oxygen supply. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.